Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, we are here in L.A., and L.A. is just a buzz.
Jumping.
It really is. The city is hyped. As the young folk would say, I think I'm saying this right, the city is on fleek.
Is it on fleek?
Did I say that right?
Well done.
Okay, the city's on fleek. Not because of the Lakers, not because of the Clippers, certainly not because of the Rams. But because of the Dodgers and the big deal they made yesterday, they get Mookie Betts, one of the top five players in the league.
Top,
would you say?
Five
certainly
or
top 10.
Yeah,
easy.
Top 10.
Definitely top 10.
Because remember, he had an off year last year.
Yeah, but he's still top 10. Almost hit 300, led the league in runs.
And he was an MVP just two years ago.
Right.
So
he's young. So, yeah, Mookie Betts doesn't get much better. David Price, who couple years ago was great in the World Series against the Dodgers.
Yep.
Can he turn back the clock? Coming off some injuries last year.
And they had to get him. It was a part of the deal in order to get Mookie. You got to take.
Three years, 96?
Yeah. They still owe him $96 million, Chris.
That's $32 per year.
They're not giving up a Mookie Betts unless you take. You know what I mean?
And then Mookie, they're going to pay. Mookie's going to be going for $400 million. Next
asking price.
Assuming he has his normal year, he's going to be looking at 400. And I think he might get it.
Because
what did Trout get?
Trout got 430.
Okay. Trout got 430. Usually they go up. I don't know that it was top
100. Because you remember it was 100 million more than the 330 that right?
430. Yep, it was.
It was 430. That's what I thought, because it was 100 more than Bryce Harper got the 330.
Because what's his name got 300.
He only got 300
in San Diego.
Right.
Manny Machado got 300.
Bryce got 330, and they gave.
And Mookie's going for the loot. Don't get it twisted. Because Boston, he liked it there from all indications.
They won a World Series, everything.
But he turned down some offers because he was like, I'm not going to shortchange myself.
I'm not taking a discount.
Right. So I think you're going to likely, I mean, I don't think this was a one-year rental. Do you? For the Dodgers?
I don't think so. But I don't know. You know, they have been very tight when it comes to spending money.
Yes, they have.
And this has been one of the knocks and the criticisms of the Dodgers. You remember when they didn't take Justin Verlander, right? You remember that?
Yep.
And instead,
they might have had a World Series.
They might have, right, Verlander. Exactly. And the reason they didn't
is tech guy.
It's because he had two more years left and they didn't want to pay that. So they took, I just forgot his name. I'm sorry, Hugh Darvish. They took him from the Rangers, Chris, because he didn't have any contract for the following year. So they opted out taking the right guy, all based on money.
Verlander,
and the Dodgers
was great.
And the Dodgers don't want to spend. They didn't want to spend the money, but it probably cost him. And remember, people in this town, and we know this, we've been living here a couple of years, Chris. It's about the Dodgers and the Lakers. The Lakers and the Dodgers.
Yep.
Those are their teams.
Yep.
And they pack out Dodger Stadium. Every night,
it's
big
great,
crowds,
great,
right.
Great place to watch a
great
game.
Great venue. Yep. The weather's great. All that. But they haven't won a World Series since 1988. And people here aren't trying to hear it, Chris. Do they want another
Kirk Gibson highlight.
Right. And do you want another National League West title, eight in a row? Does that do anything?
Not if it comes without a championship.
Exactly.
And this is my point, Rob.
Here you go.
Let me start off by saying this. And you know this. I am a big Mookie Betts fan. I think he's a tremendous player.
So you're not ripping him.
I think he's a tremendous player. Like I said, probably top five-ish player in the league. I like him, what he's about, too, off the field. You know, I like him. He's a solid guy, great guy. But if I'm going to spend this type of money, and I'm assuming it's not a rental, I'm assuming you got Mookie Betts for the long haul, and you're going to pay him between $350 and $420 million next year, next summer, after this season. And you got David Price for $32 million a year, who's 34 years old. If you're going to spend that type of money, I'm sorry, as much as I like Mookie, why didn't you go get Gerrit Cole? Because we know, Rob, the Dodgers' problem was not hitting. What wins in the postseason is not hitting. Did the Yankees win it? Did I miss something? That great Yankees lineup with all those home runs, did they win it?
No, they did not.
The Washington Nationals, they lose Bryce Harper. They lose him. And they win the championship the very next season because of pitching. I know they had timely hitting and all that, but the pitching is what gets it done. Not a knock on Mookie Betts. I'm excited, too, about him coming to the Dodgers. I'm glad he went to another flagship franchise because he's that type of player. But I'm just saying, if you're going to spend the money, Gerrit Cole pitching is what you need. Am I wrong? That's all I'm saying. They still need some arms, don't they?
But here's why I disagree with you from the standpoint of, not that I disagree with that pitching wins. I get that. But you got to remember what the Dodgers have been through. First of all, they add a premier player in the game. Okay? Hear me out. A premier player in the game. Not like he's pretty good or whatever. This guy is like what we just said. Top five, top ten of all the players in the league. He brings an added bat to an already potent lineup. So when you look at their lineup, now it's crazy.
No argument for
He's
me.
He's also a great defensive player to a team that's very good with the glove as well, Chris.
No argument for me.
Okay, and there's two things that they needed to do for Dodger fans, Chris. to wash the taste out of their mouths from last postseason with losing at home to the Washington Nationals. You know what they did? They added a player of his caliber, so people are like, they're not bringing back the same old team that hadn't been able to win. And guys struggled offensively. I get it, Chris, in the postseason. Guys did struggle. This guy's won a World Series, and here's the other thing. It also takes away the sting. Every time the Dodgers went after somebody, they rejected the Dodgers. Garrett Cole rejected
the
Dodgers. Anthony Rendon rejected the Dodgers. Steven Strasburg rejected the Dodgers.
Wasn't money an issue? They wanted deferred payments with Cole. Money was always a factor.
I understand that.
And I'm with you. Like I said, it don't get any. Only person you'd rather have than Mookie Betts is Mike Trout. But here's my point. What's Mike Trout bringing to Anaheim? How's that going?
No, I get it.
They don't even make the playoffs. And that's my point. Like, if they got Mookie Betts and Mike Trout, we still can't sit here and feel like they're definitely even getting to the World Series, right?
No, it ain't
because,
automatic.
Because, I mean, baseball, it's not like basketball. You get a LeBron James, you get a Kawhi Leonard.
Well, you only need two players, right? In baseball.
But in baseball.
You got to have pitching. And you got to have a bullpen. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's involved.
And look, Rob, for the 162, Betts is going to be better. But in the playoffs in October, and that's all it's about for the Dodgers.
We know that.
I agree with you there. If Cole's healthy, and I know pitchers can get hurt. I get it. But if Cole's healthy.
But if you look at his record,
and you
Chris,
put him with what they had, right.
His stock is going up. He's not like a player like who's peaked and is going the other way. All of his numbers are going the other way, and he's not old. So.
That's all I'm saying. And again, I love Mookie Betts. I'm glad he's here in L.A., but I'm just saying – if you're going to spend the money, you should have went all out for Garrett Cole.
And not add that deferred money, which he wasn't going to bite on. He wants his money.
I just think you would have been a more sure thing. And they look great, but you would have been a more sure thing.
But you feel better about the Yankees with him at the top of their rotation.
Yeah, and especially with their hitting.
Right.
But the hitting wasn't getting them where they wanted to go. So they went out and got a pitcher.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends
when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rob, let's move from baseball and football to the NBA. It is NBA season right now, the All-Star game, just a week and a half away.
I'll be there in cold Chicago. I'm going. First time
in Windy City.
I went when it was here, but I haven't been on a road trip to an NBA game in a little All-Star game in a while.
I was going
to
say ever, not ever.
No. Yeah, I've been in plenty. Okay. Like when I was covering the league, I went every year. Right. But, yeah, I'm looking forward
to it. It'll be fun. But anyway, LeBron James was the Western Conference Player of the Month. And look, LeBron had his typical great month. I mean, he's LeBron James. This is what he does.
He puts up numbers.
Right.
We all know
and
that.
And he's a great player. You don't say it like that. Just say it like he's a stat stuffer.
No, but he puts up numbers.
You said it like, what you trying to say?
I'm just
saying. Say it with your chest.
I'm saying it with my chest.
He's not a great player?
I didn't say
he's
that.
He's just a numbers guy?
But he fills the stat sheet better than anybody.
You're talking about him like he's Matt Stafford. Padford.
He's a stat Padford
Stop
of basketball.
It. Stop
he
it.
Is.
Stop it,
Look
Rob.
At his plus minus.
That is
terrible.
No, stop it. All right, anyway, these were LeBron's numbers for January. 25 points
that
a game.
That ain't that special.
10.5 assists.
That ain't that
eight
special.
Boards.
That ain't that
50% special. Shooting from the floor.
All right, that's not bad.
And he led. The Lakers were 10-4 in the month. He missed one game. They were 9-4 when LeBron played. But let me tell you this. When I heard that LeBron was the Western Conference Player of the Week, I was stunned, and one name was popping in my brain, ringing in my ears. Dame.
So did you say damn?
Dame. Damian Lillard.
I thought you were saying damn. What were you saying? Dame.
And I had to do a double take, right? I had to say, wait a minute, this streak he's on where he's averaging 48 points a game, that was in January, right? It wasn't December or February. Yes, it was January. So I said, how in the world does LeBron win the player of the month? His 39th, by the way. 39th player of the month award.
That's unbelievable.
That's the all-time record. That is incredible.
That is.
Dame's got one. And I'm just going to put it out there to y'all.
Say it with your chest out.
Damian Lillard should have been the player of the month. Let me tell you a little bit about
what
he did.
Give me his numbers.
He had a 61-point game. He had a 50-point game. He had a 48 and a 47-point game. He had 6 30-plus point games. The dude averaged 34 points, 8.5 assists, 5 rebounds on 49% shooting. And check this out, 45% from Trey. All right, and he led the Blazers to a 8-7 record for the month. Now, I talked about this on Undisputed with Skip and Shannon today. And that's what they jumped on. 8-7.
Right.
Eight and seven.
He was barely 500. Right.
Right. This was my point, though. For the Blazers, 8-7 was an uptick.
Compared to where they've been.
Right. They're grooving. 8-7 for them was good. And they took out the Lakers. They took out the Rockets twice. They took out Indiana. They took out Portland. I'm sorry, Toronto. So they beat good teams. Those are five great wins. And for the Lakers, going 9-4 is a downturn from how well
they were.
Right.
That's a great point.
So to me, it was Dame Lillard. Now, Skip throughout, it should have been Kawhi. He's back on the Kawhi bandwagon.
And what was their record in the month?
For Kawhi and the Clippers?
Yeah.
Kawhi was great. Look, Kawhi had 8 straight games of 30 or more points.
Now, that's impressive.
Right? He averaged 32 for the month. Not as big as LeBron on the rebounds and assists, but good. And 50% from the floor. They went 8-2 with Kawhi in the lineup. But here's what I said about that, though. He missed 3 games.
So that could take him out in the morning to you.
You missed 3 games just for sitting, you know, load management.
Right,
I got it. And I'm just saying, I think Kawhi is willingly kind of taking himself out of these regular season awards because you're just sitting too much. I'm sorry.
There's no doubt that is going to hurt. Right.
When you just chose to sit 3 games out. So I think it should have been Dame Lillard. And here's what I'm just wondering, Rob. And again, LeBron was great, but this is typical LeBron, the numbers he put up. And I feel like they did the Lakers a solid because, you know, we all know the tragedy with Kobe. And obviously LeBron handled things incredibly well with his speech
that everybody was raving about, right?
Right. He had just passed Kobe, you know, and maybe that's some of it too, that he just became the third leading scorer.
You think that might be it?
Maybe that way. So I think two things may have won. Look, obviously he played great. But beyond that, did the fact that he became the third all-time leading scorer also help him? And did they do the Lakers a solid and say, look, we know everybody's grieving, but especially you guys.
And you guys still got to go out there and play. Right.
Right. So the last Laker to be player of the month was Kobe in February of 2013.
That long ago?
I was shocked that it was that long. But think about it. Kobe was, you know, kind of on the downturn at that point. And they've been bad since Kobe.
They've been bad for 6 years,
so
basically.
Who else was going to win it?
I thought Smush Parker would have won at least once or twice the player of the month.
Kuzma? No. Lonzo? No. But so that's my theory.
Anytime you could use Smush Parker.
Right. It's always good to throw in the Smush Parker.
What? Smush?
But I think, Rob, that's what I think. I think it should have been Dame. Where are you at?
I think you make a compelling argument. I think the two things that I think is the reason that he did get it, Chris, and you just, at the tail end, Pats and Kobe, I think, during that month, that's part of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it was. I agree with you. Damian Lillard's numbers are pretty impressive. 8-7 is nothing to write home about.
No.
And I get it. It's better than they've been.
For them, right.
But still, it ain't like, oh, yeah, like, whatever. So it's okay. But I think it was the Kobe thing. Not the Kobe thing. I think it was Kobe passing Kobe more so than the passing of Kobe.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Do you think that was the right thing by the NBA?
I don't believe in, like, giving people stuff.
And it's not like he didn't play great.
No, right.
You know.
But I think that you would be like, I passed Kobe third all time, and I wasn't the player of the month.
Okay.
Right? Could that be, like, a fair argument?
That makes sense. That makes sense that, you know, because he became the third all-time leading scorer, and I think that was probably a big factor in it. But I just think what Dame has done, I mean, this guy has been on fire, on a tear. Here, Rob, are his last game he only had 21. They lost to Denver. But he had a 6-game stretch of 61 points, 47 points, 50 points, 36 points, 48 points.
That's
the month.
That's a great run.
Then he scored 51 on February 1st. But then before that, it wasn't like he was bad. He had 5 30-plus point games before that in the month. His first game of January, he only had 11. Did they hold that against him or what?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's talk. The trade deadline tomorrow in the NBA. It's at 3 p.m. Eastern, so 12 p.m. Pacific.
Right. And you said, I asked you earlier in the show, you don't expect anything major. Like, I'm just...
I don't.
The vibes, are you hearing anything? Let me ask you this. Kyle Kuzma, okay. What are the chances of him not being with the Lakers after tomorrow?
There are... Maybe most people, or let me put it this way, a good number of people think he will be moved. I don't, not because, I'm not saying they are against moving.
No, I got
it. They're definitely
just because,
open to moving.
Because you have to move a second player because there's no contract thing, right?
And
because
first of all, it's not at a point where they just got to get rid of him. Right. You know, where they're like, oh, we can't take it anymore. We have to move him no matter what. Like Iguodala, who just got traded to Miami.
They couldn't do anything more
right.
with that. That was bad.
So untoward, they had to get rid
of him. And the young guys in that locker room are like, okay, this dude won't even show up. And
they felt disrespected.
Right, right.
And I got to be honest, I like their attitude.
No, I agree.
You don't
want to play with us?
Right.
Well, okay, we good. We don't need you.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that attitude. And you respect the elders, but also I got to compete against you. I got to
beat competing.
You.
We're competing. You're getting paid and you're not showing up. And
we got the cooties or we got a plague or
something.
Right.
I ain't playing with those guys. Look
at them. And nobody, Rob, and you, I know you agree with this, nobody's above playing for a bad team.
Right.
Look at Vince Carter. Vince Carter, as good as Iguodala's been, Vince Carter's a better career. Historically a better player.
Even though most of millennials have no idea who Vince Carter is.
They probably don't even think he can dunk, although he turns back the clock.
No, because it's been so many years. Think about it. His scoring average is way, way
high. 12 points a game by the time he is.
You think people know how good he was?
No.
Elijah?
No way. Elijah, because he's social media, he tries to play it like he's young.
Right.
So all the
listeners
out there probably think he's
Elijah's 21.
Elijah's like,
Elijah.
Man, Elijah like us. Look at the little gray. I see a little gray jumping out.
Elijah's not close to us. Stop it.
Hold on. 30? 30-something? He in his 30s?
Yeah, but he ain't 50 like you.
Well, like me. Like you young. Like, you about to go on the Golden Girls cruise, man. What you talking about?
I'm a young.
That, and you know what? I just figured out why you're going on the Golden Girls.
Because I'll be the youngest one on the ship.
Yes, you want to be the young gun again. And you will be the youngest and the blackest on the ship.
I'll be the young buck. And they'll be like, who is that? Who is that stud over there? Wow. He's got all his own hair and teeth. I'm going to be a catch, Chris.
You will be a catch. You definitely.
And the best part about
just
it is.
Just don't catch nothing.
No.
Don't catch anything.
No,
right?
But the best part on the Golden Girls cruise is that you don't have to bring your birth control.
Look at you. Look. See, I'm not even going there.
Rob,
I'm
you'll
not
be the only guy on the ship by 5 p.m. Everybody will be asleep.
Right. So, but anyway.
That's a good joke for my stand-up.
Let's get to, I hope you're writing them down, because you told us it's coming up pretty quickly. I think you got one joke.
I got one.
The
I need to get
chip
like
joke.
10. I'll
the
get
chocolate
more.
Chips. That's the
just
only
just tell
joke.
Stories, Rob. That's the best.
That's what we say.
Five stories.
Stories,
well,
man.
The Golden Girls cruise would be perfect. I could get jokes from that.
You get some stories from that?
A young
great.
Black guy goes on a Golden Girls trip, and then I could just tell all kinds of jokes about what it was like.
Keep it clean.
I don't know.
He got that one dirty joke that he loves, but he can't tell it anywhere.
I think that's a great, no.
And also, I think I heard that somewhere else.
You did
I'm
not.
I'm not sure that's your
that's
joke.
That's original.
I gotta be honest. I don't know.
That is original.
I'm not even trying. I don't know. I'm just saying.
You didn't
I
hear
feel
that
like
before.
I heard
no,
that
you
something.
You heard it from me.
Maybe it was you, but I don't know.
That's
I know
my
I heard
joke.
It before.
Rob Parker.
All right, anyway, Kyle Kuzma. Look. If you can get a great trade for him, I get it. Moving Kuzma, with all the potential that he has, he's essentially a scorer, okay? He doesn't defend well, although I think he's got potential there, but he just hasn't put it all together on that end of the floor. Not much of a rebound. I think he gets you 4.5 a game.
And it's a little different between last year when you're not playing for anything, Chris, right? Compared
right.
to now, right?
Because he that doesn't. Yes, that's right on the money, right? Like, he doesn't, and not unlike a lot of young guys, he doesn't really play the winning basketball. You know, like he's coming down just shooting whenever he wants, you know, going 2-on-1 on occasion. And a lot of it, I can't blame the young guys when they come in the league, right? And you notice, when a young guy comes in the league, his first order of business in his mind is establish myself as a star. Why? Because I want to get paid. And I don't blame him. That first, you got to put yourself in position for that first real contract after you get off the rookie scale to be as much as you can get.
No,
right?
No doubt about it.
And then after I get secure with my money, then it's about winning. And we in the media kind of play along with it because I, for one, give you a grace period. I'm not down on Devin Booker because he isn't winning yet. He's young. You know, I'm not down on the young guys. At some point, like now, Carl Anthony Towns, I'm like, dude, at some point you got to start winning or at least getting in the playoffs consistently. So I get where Kuz is at. the rest of the team, though, is like, we're trying to win now, okay? And that's the issue with Kuz. But here's what I say. He makes such a little amount of money because he's on his rookie scale deal. Remember, he was a low first-round pick in the 20s that he's not making a lot of
money. Wasn't he the last pick in the first?
I don't know. I don't think he was the last.
27, 26?
He was low. He was in the 20s. Yeah. I don't remember exactly
all
where.
Right.
But in the NBA, the deals have to match up financially for the most part. So what are you getting for a guy that's making a few million a year? Not much.
No. And if you want to go get Marcus Morris.
Who I like.
Yeah.
But then you got to throw in Danny Green. So, yeah, I'm getting Morris, a good three-point, really good three-point shooter.
He's a good player.
A tough guy, a defender. I think he brings some good attitude. We talk about how the Clippers are just hungrier, a little more dog in them. He got that dog, Morris. But if I got to lose Danny Green, now I don't know, you know, and I lose Kuzma, who is a scorer.
And the thing that the Kuzma thing is fascinating because, Chris, they were like, we're not making a deal. Like, the New Orleans Pelicans cannot get Kyle Kuzma under any circumstance. And that was for AD, who they really wanted. You remember? They really made a stink that
we're
he
not
was,
giving Kuzma and a bunch of other stuff.
Right. Like,
obviously
Kuzma's not going to be involved in the deal, period. And they stuck by that because they were that high on him, and he was supposed to be the third piece.
Right. I think he's going to be here after the deadline. Because I just don't think they'll get a deal that's going to make him better. And I don't think they'll trade him
just to trade him.
Right, yeah. No. So I think he'll be here. And I think if you're the Lakers, you spend the rest of the season getting him primed for playoff basketball. The dude can play. The dude can score. And he's got a closer's mentality. We know LeBron can close games and has closed games. But LeBron doesn't have that real Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan closer's mentality.
That's one of the knocks. That's one of the knocks.
Right. And again, I don't know if it's even a knock. Magic, I don't think, had that. Like, I'm the one. I'm going to be the one to close. Now, he closed as LeBron has closed. But LeBron's not like, I'm always going to be the one. You know, I'm going to make the right play, and somebody else can close.
But I'm saying that's why the former players always lean towards Kobe because of that. That's what I mean.
Even if he may have missed.
I mean, we talk about it all the time. His rookie year when he had the air balls. Like, that's my dog. I know he didn't win the game. But here he is, a rookie with Shaq on the team, and he ain't hesitate. Not only one, two.
Right. No question. You're absolutely right. And Kobe is like, or Jordan, a bad shot by me with two people on me is better than a good shot for you. LeBron is like, I'm going to get the guy the good shot. There's a value in that, but it's just a different mentality.
It's just that sometimes you would rather. You know, like
although
you
he hit George Hill for open layup,
he didn't. No, he didn't. But
you
got to
make the layup. You got to make the.
How about when that in that same game where he's having an unbelievable playoff game with the 51 points?
That was the game. Yeah.
Right, I'm saying in that game, but at the end though, Chris, here he was, you know, at the top of the where was he at the free throw line
when he passed to George Hill?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but Steph was in front of him, and that was the only thing that people were like, Steph can't guard you,
right?
All right, I know you see him over there. Steph is in front of you. Steph can only grab you. He cannot defend LeBron James.
Get to the line. Right, I hear you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.